There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. All right, we have been doing our top 25 in 25. If you missed that, go back to 4:30 on the Odyssey app, hit the rewind there, bang, it's there for you. Moments 4 and 3, we get moments 2 and 1 tomorrow. But I've thought a lot about this list, and today on my train ride in, I just started laughing at myself thinking about the year in sports, and I said, you know, I've heard a bunch of these moments on the list, and maybe one of these ends up as one or two, but I want to give you what I think are the 5 funniest New York sports stories of the year we may have forgotten about.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
The Giants went undefeated in the preseason and were like the NFL buzz talk in August.
I do remember that, and I mocked the crap out of you. I tried to calm you down and say, dude, it's the preseason. When are you going to learn from this? In fact, that does give me an idea to find the audio of that. Of me lecturing you, Tommy, and Tiki about how great the Giants looked in the preseason. But I appreciate that you brought it up as a reminder that the preseason means nothing.
All right, here we go.
Number 4.
Juan Soto stopped doing the shuffle, and we couldn't stop talking about it on this station.
That was an underrated story around here. And early on in April, like, he had his moments, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
But the real story was, why isn't he shuffling?
Yeah.
And it became a theory every day on why.
Yeah, too funny. All right, here we go.
Number 3.
Day after the MLB trade deadline, the Yankees pitched all 3 of their bullpen arms they added in Miami hours after they took overnight flights, and all 3 imploded in a terrible loss.
That was incredible.
What a night that was.
That was some freaking night for the New York Yankees.
All right, here we go.
Number 2.
In the first week of training camp in the NFL, Justin Fields got carted off the field, and we all declared the Jets season over.
Yeah, we panicked over it. I was so nervous. Meanwhile,
in hindsight, it might have been a good thing.
It would have been the biggest who biggie of the season.
Yes.
Or no biggie of the season.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Number 1.
And it's Jack Hughes cutting his hand at a steakhouse at a dinner for Frank the Tank.
Yeah, that is still crazy.
It's the best. Maybe that's number 1 tomorrow for real, but it is still an unbelievable story.
And what is the timetable on Jack to come back?
It was 8 weeks at the time. So I don't, how many weeks has it been?
That's crazy.
Oh, it is a biggie!
I mean, that is just unbelievable. He was at a Frank the Tank birthday dinner and accidentally cut his hand while cutting steak.
It's an onion story. It was real.
I know. And I still kind of like wonder if it, is that really what happened? But I guess it did. No, those are good. Those are 5 underratedly funny stories from the year that was.
Okay.
Good job. Starting on January 5th, we're moving to middays, and so it's not the Cinco de Fivo anymore, and we've decided to name it Cinco de Luncho. And we have been auditioning new theme songs, jingles for Cinco de Luncho, and we've got two more for you today.
Okay.
Are you ready to hear them?
I'm very ready.
No particular order, Connor. Here is candidate number one.
Five hot takes served on a roll. Summer ash feet in the sports fan soul. No fork, no knife, just rankings to go. It's Cinco de Luncho.
It's Cinco de Luncho.
That's a hit.
You like that one?
I like that one a lot. Wow. I know I started off cold because I don't love calling them hot takes, but you tied a lot of lunch innuendo there, and yeah. It was punchy, and I like the backup chorus coming in at the end, ends with a good punch.
All right, let's flag that one as a possibility.
I seriously like that one.
Okay. We may have multiple opens. Who knows? Huh. Here is your second candidate of the day.
Five hot takes served on a roll. Shamar Ash
Wait, that's the same
sports
one.
Fan soul. No fork, no knife, just rankings to go.
We definitely heard that.
That's the same one. Did you like it that much? We got to hear it again. That is pretty good, though.
That is good.
5 days, you gotta know.
Was that the bit, though? Were you playing the same one? Because you were going to push that one?
But listen, I may have made a mistake and only sent you one. If I did, let me know. I could always play it through my phone. Do you have another one or no? I think they're looking.
This is a rough spot for Connor. It's been so good for so long.
It's not a rough spot for Connor. The guy's had such a run.
Well, the second one was 1 second longer, so it is a little bit different.
Now, let me hear it. If not, I'll play it through my phone.
I don't think it actually is different. I think it's just the bed is, goes on for one extra second.
I got you then. I'm going to play it through
We're
my
looking
phone.
For it. We have it somewhere, I'm sure.
Are you sure? Because I can play it through my phone right now. You ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hold on. You like that one?
Very Green Day-esque.
It was very Green Day. It's like a band from the mid-90s.
Yeah. It sounds like the Madden 2000 soundtrack. I like the first one.
Though. Okay. We'll flag it, and we will make a final decision in the next couple of days. We got a few more shows that we'll be able to do, but yes, starting on January 5th, we'll be on at 10 a.m., and so it's the Cinco de Luncho, with the goal being right around 12:30 every day.
Give or take. Yeah, because we tell you when to eat lunch. Yeah, that's going to be the theme of the show.
Sometimes I have an appetite to eat very early.
Sure.
Sometimes the appetite is to eat very late. Sometimes that'll be impacted on if there's a Yankee game or not.
Absolutely.
And whatever else is going on. We'll get to the Knicks stuff in a few minutes. They have made a decision that is going to piss off a lot of people. But before we get there, let's take some of your calls. 888-808-1019. John is in Rockaway. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just wanted to offer congratulations on the new show.
Thank you.
Excited to hear you guys in the new slot.
Yes.
I just wanted to comment on something Sean said 2 days ago that has been just eating me alive.
Sure. Did you eat it for Cinco de Luncho?
formal application as the hockey analyst, because Sean clearly can't comprehend that Brodeur doesn't even belong in the same conversation as Lundqvist.
I'd lean that way, too.
Brodeur is in the tier with Dominik Hasek and Patrick Waugh. Dominik Hasek wins you one game. Patrick Waugh wins you the series. Brodeur is your season-long guy. Lundqvist should be a fair comparison to Carey Price. And
what?
To think that Lundqvist is better than Brodeur. Okay, Carey Price and Henrik Lundqvist, right? Neither of them won a cup. Both of them carried their teams. Both have one Vezina.
Yeah, John, I'm sorry. You got to get lost.
You're cutting him off?
Yeah, I mean, Dominik Hasek didn't win a cup either. Henrik Lundqvist was better than Dominik Hasek, too. But that, look, by the way, and that's fun. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. You're just wrong.
Very interesting breaking news that is not going to feel significant. It very well could be. It's audio that we definitely need to save. The international signing period for young kids from the Dominican and Venezuela who are not subject to the draft, it opens on January 15th, so you hear a lot of players, a lot of young prospects commit to teams and sign with teams. The number two prospect in this international pool is a kid by the name of Wandy Asagen, and I could be pronouncing his name wrong.
Okay.
He had committed to signing with the New York Yankees, a pretty good little signing by Brian Cashman. News has just emerged that he's changed his mind.
What is this, the transfer portal?
He is opting out of signing with the New York Yankees and instead signing with the New York Mets.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. One of the top prospects all of baseball internationally has decided against the Yankees.
How does that happen?
And signed with the Mets. Now, here's the funny part. On December 18th, 2025, it's a huge no biggie kind of moment. But there's a really good chance that if we play this audio 5 years from now, this may be really big.
I don't understand how this is allowed.
What do you mean?
He agreed with the Yankees. What's he doing?
He's changed his mind.
This is like an Anthony Barr?
It could be an Anthony Barr. Anthony Barr, of course, signed with the Jets and then changed his mind, realizing, I don't want to play for that crappy franchise, and went back to the Minnesota Vikings.
Who's got this?
This is Francis Romero, who covers this. Yeah. Dominican shortstop prospect Wandy Asigian, and again, I could be pronouncing his name wrong, has opted out of his contract with the Yankees and has agreed to sign with the New York Mets for $3.8 million when the international signing period opens on January 15th. So big news in the prospect market. So for all the mocking of Devin Williams and Luke Weaver, is a big one.
Is it, or is it more Yankee trash?
It could be a big one. It could be. I mean, he's a prospect, right? So, like, who knows? I'd be the first to admit that. That's why I preface it with, could be a big deal.
Maybe he's found out, you know what? The end is near for Francisco Lindor with the Mets, and he's got a quicker road to the major league.
Sure. I mean, he's probably 16, so...
Two years away.
So we'll keep this. I'm going to keep this audio just in case. If the guy becomes a big prospect or a big deal, what's your reaction to this? Are you worried that... To quote Tommy, big brother's in town.
I don't feel like I have the proper context to give a reaction to this because I need to understand how this works and how he's able to...
He changed his mind. He just doesn't want to sign with the Yankees anymore. He's signing with the Mets.
So, but you're using the word opts out like he had a clause.
That's how it was phrased. No, So January 15th, the period begins. So I guess these kids are like deciding, I'm going to sign with this team. I'm going to sign with that team. And they obviously have a right to change their mind.
Honestly, maybe this is just the Juan Soto effect.
Maybe he's Dominican. Like, maybe he looks up to Juan Soto.
Yeah, he could. That's the only thing I could come to grasp with. Because otherwise, I don't know at 16 how you're making that decision.
Maybe the Luke Weaver thing changed his mind.
I highly doubt it.
I'm kidding around. Let's go to Chris in Staten Island. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How's it going?
Good.
So my buddy Dave is the one that ripped Loogie and Moresh apart before on the tweet.
Well, I mean, I think he's right. I mean, Loogie and Moresh are being very insensitive to sanitation workers.
No, he's not right, because he's half right.
Can you let Chris speak? He just called in.
No. He's half right.
Why are you cutting him off?
Chris, you need to tell your buddy that was Sean.
No,
that wasn't me.
I know. I tried to let him know. He lumped you in. I get lumped in. I'm a cop. I get it.
No. Lump me in. Do you realize what you lumped me into now?
Chris,
now it looks like I don't care about the blue-collar worker. I don't care about sanitation workers. I don't want to be lumped into all the idiotic stuff that Sean says. Lump me out of it. He lumped me in. Lump me out.
Listen, I'd like to make a peace offering for you guys. Me and Dave, we've been knowing each other for a while now. You got to listen. He's a Cowboys fan, so you have to take it with a little grain of salt.
You know what? Then he don't deserve a tip.
Well, I just keep hearing how Tommy doesn't want to be lumped in. If you don't want to be lumped in, maybe I should lump you out of any kind of ratings bonuses, too. All right.
No, that I want to be lumped into. What I want to be lumped out of is the fact that, because I think this is what happens here, Sean. You and I are attached at the hip, and even if people don't think I said it, even if they think you said it, they lump us together as one. They think we're the same person.
Tommy, all I know is this. At the end result, I know Evan tips his garbage men. I know me in my house, we tip our garbage men. I know you don't.
I don't have one, first of all. And second of all, I never called anybody a button pusher that works in sanitation. That was you. No timeout. You're out of timeouts.
No.
You use your 60. Nope. You use your 30. You're out of timeouts. That's a technical.
All the sanitation workers out there, just understand that of the three big people here, two of us tip our garbage men, one don't, and that's Tommy Lugar. And that's a fact that you cannot argue.
I don't have one to tip.
Loogie.
And you were the one that went on this big rant that you shouldn't tip them, and then your wife had to save your ass because you've embarrassed her on the radio. Yes,
Tommy, you may not have garbage men, but you live in an apartment building, right?
Oh, yes.
Do you tip everyone in the apartment building? Like every single person who works there?
Yeah. The handyman?
I would imagine we do.
I would imagine we do.
Well, my wife would take care of that, so I would imagine that she would do that.
Boy.
I certainly wouldn't scoff at it if we did. That's, I think, the point. Sean had no idea that his wife tips the sanitation, but if it was up to you, you wouldn't.
What do you guys do at home? You don't tip. You don't. What do you do? Do you just walk back in like Al Bundy, stick your hand in your pants, and say, "I'm home"?
What does that mean?
Like you think
everybody's home life is just tipping people?
Well, that's one aspect of responsibilities. It doesn't seem like you have any responsibilities.
I have a lot of fun at home.
Does Tommy have any responsibilities at home?
I don't know. I assume he fornicates.
Why am I sticking my hand down my pants?
Well, that's what Al Bundy did when he went home.
I see. No, I have plenty of responsibilities. I just don't know if we tip the super.
Can you name one of them?
Take the garbage out.
Oh, you do take the garbage out.
And I don't tip myself. I don't look for a tip either.
You do the laundry?
At times. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I'm not going to say I'm 100% for that. Oh, I make the
Loogie.
Bed. I make the bed. How about that?
You do make the bed.
Because you're in it till 11 a.m.
Damn, you're right.
I always felt, I said this to my wife, this is one thing we argue about. I think making the bed is a waste of time. Because all we're going to do is mess up the bed. Like, why are we making it to then just immediately mess it up? And no one's coming into our bedroom but us. So we're literally just making it for ourselves.
I used to have that take. I disagree now as I've gotten older.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why? It starts the day with some, you know, I don't know, professionalism.
Here's the issue. And I'm going to run into this issue with my new hours. I don't have it right now. My wife, and I love her, is very particular about the way the bed is unmade. And it bothers me because I have no idea how to do it, as much as I've listened.
Yeah.
So luckily, when I get home at night, the bed's already unmade. No biggie. Not a problem. But in my new life, I'm going to have to unmake the bed. And it drives me nuts to the point where, why are we even making it?
Wait.
If we're so particular about how we unmake it.
So I thought you were going to say she's particular about how you make the bed.
No, my wife, unmake it.
What does that mean? You pull down the cover, you get bed.
No, I screwed up, apparently.
What does that mean?
He's right. I get my wife to, you know, critiques my ability to. Apparently the buttons have to be near the top. Sometimes I'll just do it like backwards or upside down. The blanket.
Buttons?
The buttons on the comforter or the blanket need to be at the top near the pillows. This is according to her.
But that's making the bed.
Yeah.
I'm talking about unmaking
the bed.
Yeah, but same thing. Like you have
what?
To...
You just pull the cover down, you get in bed.
Nah, not the way it works. I get yelled at.
There's a way you do it.
I understand you get yelled at. What does that mean, unmake it?
I haven't really figured it out. I guess I'm going to have to start figuring that out on January 5th.
By the way, Evan, before you go to a call, we have a major issue here.
Go ahead.
Sean Marash wants to be Mr. Hockey on this radio station. We just had a caller previously that said that Dominik Hasek should be in the same conversation as Henrik Lundqvist.
And I said he didn't win a cup.
He's won 2 Stanley Cups.
Dominik, how do you get that wrong?
2 Stanley Cups, not just one.
He also did that recently with Marty Brodeur about gold medals, and he's won gold medals.
The Dominator, Dominik Hasek, one of the best goalies of all time, has won 2 Stanley Cups.
I like to see if I get one past the goalie on you guys to make an argument.
No, you had no idea.
Did he win 2 with the Red Wings?
Red Wings.
Backup.
No. One as a backup, one as a starter.
Okay. Because he didn't win with Buffalo.
I honestly forgot he won one as a starter. I knew he won as a backup. That's why.
By the way, me not knowing, like I admit it, Because my gut is I think of Buffalo and I think a little bit of Detroit.
Exactly.
But Detroit's won, so it makes sense. But you're the hockey guy.
Because he didn't really win.
It's like me getting a baseball thing wrong. It's like, no, that can't happen.
His name's on the cup, but
he won as a starter and as a backup. So the backup one I'll give you.
Man, you sure that wasn't Chris Osgood?
But he was the starter.
I'm looking at his numbers in 2022. At 2002, at 37 years old, Detroit, he started 23 postseason games, went 16-7, had a 1.86 goals against average, had six shutouts in that postseason run. And the Detroit Red Wings defeated the Carolina Hurricanes in the Stanley Cup Final. That's him, bro.
Yeah, I forgot. All right.
Bad job out of you.
Doesn't matter. Lundqvist was still better.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.